Incentives to investors to borrow more money, insider trading, a plethora of broken consumer laws, hundreds and millions of dollars worth of fines. The Royal Commission into the banking and finance sector has raised concerns about the legitimacy of big business in Australia. With so much of this happening behind closed doors, how will the next generation of business tycoons adapt? Will they succumb to the profit-driven industry we're currently seeing? Or will they turn a new leaf and clean up big business? I've sat down with Sydney Business School professor Georgia Passy, who thinks new generation of students will work to break the cycle. Do you think this generation's future business students are well-equipped to revolutionise industry away from scandal and profit-driven craze, or do you think that they will be conditioned by superiors to continue this cycle?
Well, look, there may be an element of a continuous cycle, but with the Royal Commission coming into play, a lot of businesses will take a second look at how they go about their business. This generation's students will be able to mould the business world how they see fit. I do think it's important that they're seeing the ramifications now with the Royal Commission and the effect it can have on the industry.
Is there anything in the curriculum that teaches students about the ethical issues they may face in the corporate world, mainly looking at the big banks and the legal issues they have encountered? Is there a code of ethics students are aware of?
Look, we try to guide our students in a certain way to have a certain thought process when they approach the business world. But in reality, a lot of students won't be in the position where they can actually influence a major corporation to break the law. We do, however, teach about the ethical procedure of business and acting in good faith.
With your experience, how would you prepare a student for the corporate world? How can they uphold these ethics in an industry that is often riddled with scrutiny, whether it be underpaying workers, insider trading, or not adhering to industry standards?
Like I've said, not many students will end up in top-tier corporate businesses. If they aspire to, they must be able to work long and hard and often not be praised or even properly compensated for your work. Some cadets work 14-hour days with that overtime, but that's the reality of it. The legal industry, culinary industry, and even a lot of journalists like yourself have to work overtime without adequate compensation. Unfortunately, the best way to succeed is to turn a blind eye to a lot of things. You can't walk into the CEO's office, and question the way they run their business. If I was being honest to a student, I would tell them to work hard so they can be in a position to make the difference.
I sat down with Chief Marketing Officer of the Australian Business Students Association, Marcin Polacek, to see a student's perspective on this prominent issue. So tell me, from a business student's perspective, what are your thoughts on the Royal Commission and some of the stories breaking about the big banks? Just to preface, CBA faced a $157 million penalty and NAB have admitted to breaking the law weekly within a 3-year period. How does the ABSA, as an organisation, respond to the reports of insider trading, below minimum wages and broken laws?
Obviously, as a business student, the Royal Commission doesn't impact me on such a personal level as if I was working within the industry at one of these banks. But obviously, the Royal Commission affects all of us as a whole due to our economy being so heavily reliant on the financial sector. But I think it's very important for these things to come to light. And the role of the media has been really important in pushing these things out just to ensure that people get sort of the full image of what's going on. I do think it's really important for people to hear about this. And whilst ABSA isn't per se liable for any sort of finances at this stage, so insider trading doesn't really affect us. We do have our own legal team who is ensuring that we are compliant in each way, including privacy, contracts with the organisations that we deal with. So we are taking it quite seriously as well.
So how do you think you'll reprimand this, being the future of Australian businesses? Are you concerned that you'll be pressured into breaking the law for your superiors? There are countless stories of insider trading, illegal document handling, shifting of funds among all businesses, and not just the big banks. How would you respond to a request to sweep something under the rug?
The first part of that, I do think that this will keep on going, irrespective of the Royal Commission. I think, A, because our current political system and our economy is so heavily reliant on the banks, this won't be completely eliminated. This is a big part of what is going on. So I think it will keep going on. But I think hopefully this regulation will make it a bit more difficult so that things like this, you know, aren't as common or are not to the same magnitude in the sense that, you know, banks will be charging dead people or kids. But it's easy to say that I would say no to this. But obviously in a high pressure environment where people have been working for years to get to the roles where they are, and they're pretty much given an ultimatum between keeping their job and doing the ethical thing, I think it is very difficult. I would like to say that I wouldn't do that, but at the same time, it's very difficult to sort of predict what people do in those environments. So I think it would obviously depend on the situation. I think there are sort of white lies in business where some things sort of verge on the border of ethics. But I think things like charging dead people, I think that's a clear-cut no from me.
The Royal Commission is far from over, yet business students and teachers are already thinking about their influence in the major business landscape. This has been Luke Mistos reporting. Thank you.